April 5, 1901. Remarks by Mrs. E. G. White. Ellen G. White. That is the right principle. Mrs. E. G. White. Amen. It is the Lord's money. Mrs. E. G. White. I am thankful that there is to be a time when the mists will be cleared away. I hope that this time has begun here. We want the mists here to be cleared away. I want to say that from the light given to me by God, there should have been years ago organizations such as are now proposed. When we first met in conference, it was thought that the General Conference should extend over the whole world, but this is not in God's order. Conferences must be organized in different localities, and it will be for the health of the different conferences to have it thus. This does not mean that we are to cut ourselves apart from one another and be as separate atoms. Every conference is to touch every other conference and be in harmony with every other conference. God wants us to talk for this, and He wants us to act for this. We are the people of God who are to be separate from the world. We are to stand as representatives of sacred truth. While on my journey to Battle Creek, as I have visited different places, I, at Los Angeles, asked, "Why do you not do this?" and "Why do you not do that?" And the response has been, "That is what we want to do, but we must first get the consent of the board, the members of which are in Oakland." "But," I asked, "have you not men here with common sense? If you have not, then by all means transport them. You show great deficiency by having your board hundreds of miles away. That is not the wisdom of God. There are men right where you are who have minds, who have judgment, who need to exercise their brains, who need to be learning how to do things, how to take up aggressive work, how to annex new territory. They are not to be dependent on a conference at Battle Creek or a board at Oakland." At the health retreat at St. Helena, there was something which greatly needed to be done, and I called the leading men together and urged upon them the importance of doing this thing. But they said, "We have no authority to act. We must first communicate with the board." "What do you mean," I asked, "by acting in such a childish manner? Have you no men here who can be put in a position of responsibility to decide such questions? If you have not, then do your best at once to find those who can fill such places here. We must have someone right at hand to whom we can speak. The board must not be at San Francisco or Oakland, but here. They must be where we can counsel with them at once in cases of necessity. Here is something that must be done immediately, and even if you have no official authority, take off your coats and go to work to do that which must be done for the health of the institution." I relate this to show you how foolish it is to have a board miles and miles away instead of close at hand. In regard to the work in the South, the arrangements which are being made for that field are in accordance with the light which has been given me. God desires the Southern field to have a conference of its own. The work there must be done on different lines from the work in any other field. The laborers there will have to work on peculiar lines. Nevertheless, the work will be done. The Southern field must be organized into a conference. The lack of interest that has been manifested in that field has made it doubly sure that it must be thus. The Lord is going to enter the South. He is going to work there. His salvation is to be revealed, and the very places in which it has been most difficult to make advancement are to be the places where the angels of the Lord will go before us. The Lord told the children of Israel that they should have gone up and possessed the land, and He would have given them possession. So He says to us, we are to enter every place in which we can find standing room. There we are to plant the standard of truth. There we are to leave a monument which every week will proclaim. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. The Lord declares that when we diligently observe his Sabbath, it is a sign between him and us, that we may know that he is the Lord that doth sanctify us. This knowledge is of more value to us than gold or silver or precious stones. The workers in the South are not to depend upon the conference at Battle Creek. They are to hang their helpless souls on Jesus Christ. God can work for men today as he worked for Daniel. He gave Daniel and his companions wisdom and understanding. And he will give wisdom and understanding to the workers who, with clean hands and willing minds, with self-denial and self-sacrifice, go into the southern field to clear the king's highway, to take up the stumbling blocks and prepare the way for the Lord's work to be done. If they will seek for the wisdom of God, if they will cling in humility to the Mighty One, they will receive heaven's blessing. I said to my son, if you will only work in and through the Holy Spirit, you will have a comforter with you all the time. It does not matter what this one or that one may say. You are not amenable to any man. You are amenable to God. He has given you your work, and he is making a way for you so that you can work in his name. When I was in Vicksburg, I was so pleased to see in the congregation which assembled on the Sabbath men of intelligence and real moral worth. I wanted to leave the room, for I felt that I should have to weep. I seldom shed a tear, not even when my dead are before me. Their work is done, and they are at rest. But when I see something that makes my heart glad, the tears will come. I want to tell you that I feel hopeful in God regarding this proposition concerning the Southern work. There is to be a great work done in the South. For several years I have been waiting and watching for this work. It has been delayed, but now it has been started, and I believe that it has been started right. And to those who do not believe this, I would say, do not talk unbelief. Put on your armor. Put on the gospel shoes, and go to the South and see the work that is being done. My heart is greatly encouraged in God. I have rolled off the burden that was upon my soul. I feel, brethren and sisters, that we are going to take hold together in the name of the Lord, and seek with all our power to restore, to heal the wounds which have been inflicted on the cause, by a deficient knowledge of what God is to us, and of our relation to him. We want to understand that there are no gods in our conference. There are to be no kings here, and no kings in any conference that is formed. All ye are brethren. Let us work on the platform of humility, seeking the Lord earnestly that his light may shine into our hearts, and that the arrangements we make may be after God's order. I thank God that we are today in the presence of the whole heavenly universe. While we are making these arrangements, all heaven is witnessing to them. If the veil could be removed, if our ears could be opened, we would see the holy angels and hear a song of triumph ascending to God, because advance is to be made in the southern field. This field, because it is a hard one, has stood with little help and with little sympathy. Those who work there must put on the righteousness of Christ. He says, "My righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of God shall be your rearward." New conferences must be formed. It was in the order of God that the Union Conference was organized in Australasia. The Lord God of Israel will link us all together. The organizing of new conferences is not to separate us. It is to bind us together. The conferences that are formed are to cling mightily to the Lord, so that through them he can reveal his power, making them excellent representations of fruit-bearing. By their fruits ye shall know them. Oh, if ever there was a people who needed to be imbued with the Spirit of the living God, we need to be. At this time we must see something done which we have not seen for a long time. There must be a scattering from Battle Creek. Those who are here should learn all they can so that when they go to other places, they can work for the Lord. He has wisdom for you, even as he had for Daniel. The Lord wants to bind those at this conference heart to heart. No man is to say, "I am a god, and you must do as I say." From the beginning to the end, this is wrong. There is to be an individual work. God says, "Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." Remember that God can give wisdom to those who handle his work. It is not necessary to send thousands of miles to Battle Creek for advice, and then have to wait weeks before an answer can be received. Those who are right on the ground are to decide what shall be done. You know what you have to wrestle with, but those who are thousands of miles away do not know.
It is best for us to put our trust in the God of Israel. We are to feel that it is time for us to possess new territory. Time for us to feel that we must break the bonds which have kept us from going forward. Young men, young women, there is a work for you to do. Just as surely as you do this work, will you see the salvation of God. Close the windows of the soul earthward and open them heavenward, and you will receive the rich blessings of heaven and will at last gain a crown of immortality. Mrs. E. G. White.
I want to say a word. As it has been presented before me, the southern field has been so long neglected that the cries of distress have gone up to heaven, and there never can be a clearance of our people until that field shall have fourfold more than any other field should have. They must have it, because they have nothing with which to carry forward their work. From the light that God has given me, our people will never stand as they should stand before Him until they redeem the past.